This is David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. Finding what you want to do in life is not always easy. I read where the average person will change jobs 10 to 15 times during a lifetime and change careers 3 to 7 times during a lifetime. You've heard the saying, do what you love and you'll never have to work another day in your life. That's another way of saying find your passion and your job and your career will be more fulfilling. I personally don't think that phrase means that just because you love your work, it's like play. Work is still work and play is still play. I love what I do, but I still feel the pressure of deadlines and expectations. If I had to choose, there are times when I'd rather watch a ball game than go upstairs to my study and write. I love to write, but it's still work to sit down and put the words together in the way I want them to be arranged. I love to preach, but it's still work to be prepared for what I believe the Lord wants me to say. See what I mean? You also need to decide if what you love to do can actually pay you enough for such necessities like food and rent. I mean, you may love to play ping pong, but what are the chances of you making a living wage as a professional ping pong player? There are people that do that, but you'd better check it out. And just because you love to do something doesn't mean it won't have a downside. If your career involves working with people, you'll inevitably have a certain percentage of people that just don't like you for whatever reason, and you'll probably have to still work with some of them. And if all you do is work with machines, with computers, well, they can be just as ornery as some people are. But still, there's truth in that statement. Find what you love to do, and you'll never work another day in your life. Ask yourself, what are you passionate about? What do you love doing? Can you make a living doing that, or at least something like it? A few weeks ago, I sat down with one of the successful business owners here in my community. Mike Henning has been a chef for 40 years. He's managed several restaurants, done well. And in 1992, he decided to come back home, or at least to his wife's home, and open Henning's Restaurant Cafe in a small town community here in Lebanon, Kentucky. I'm a fan of his food. It's consistently good. Like my old friend Bob Racer, who's now deceased, used to say back in Oklahoma where I'm from, he used to say that in southwestern Oklahoma and West Texas, the quality of a restaurant was most often determined by the quality of their chicken fried steak. And here in Kentucky, it's called country fried steak, and Mike Henning has some that's really outstanding. It's out of bounds. Well, what interested me is how Mike got into this profession that he loves, and it has a lot to do with our saying, do what you love and you'll never have to work another day in your life. Here's what he says.
Yes, I chipping wood for the fireplace and putting coals on the grill for my mother to cook Sunday dinner, and if it was steak or pork chops or so on and so forth. And of course, never got the opportunity to light the grill, but when it was time to look and see if I could help out during a fundraising function for the baseball team I belonged to, I got bored with the carnival and asked my dad if I could man the grill. I was 13 or 14 at the time, regardless of the age. I know it was before I had a real job in the field, but flipping burgers and rolling hot dogs without burning them to a crisp was, managing the fire. It was hot. It was a summer day, and I really got excited about that.
What did your dad, when your first experience of managing that grill, what did your dad say to you? What did he do?
He said, "Okay, son, I'll keep an eye on you." And over time, he was pretty impressed with what I was putting off without, burning the edges and making them bubble up. So. I finished that day in front of that grill. It might have been full 5-6 hours, but he never had a roll or flip a burger the rest of the day. So,
Something without that, though, there was an affirmation, there was a responsibility. He must have had some kind of surge or something connected there.
I loved to eat. I always loved to eat. And of course, most teenagers, have pretty good appetites. But I thought, if I can do this for myself, I can do this for others, too.
Let me come back to that phrase. If I could do this for myself, I could do it for others. So Mike found something he loved doing and basically asked, is there a market for doing this? Can I take what I like doing and market it? And of course, the answer was for him, yes, I can. And then he attained the training he needed to do that. And so you have to ask yourself, what is the price I will have to pay to be successful at what I think I want to do? And am I willing to pay the price? Now, just because you find that you love your work doesn't mean you just sit back and just barely do what's necessary to get by. I mean, if you really love what you're doing, you should and will want to give your best for others and look for ways to improve. And Mike Henning had something to say about that as well.
Because you will find out that if you want to be successful, you have to change with the times. And I thought about that. And that's what Monty and I have done.
Yeah.
You can't just become, I have worked for some that had spent their entire life doing the same thing and watched the business slide. And then I would interview for the job, appear, and I brought fresh life to the establishment and watched it just go, boom, through the roof. And that's when I decided, you know, if I can do this for others, I can do this for myself.
So ask yourself, what do I love doing? Can I market that so that I can do it for others? And then beneath all that, ask, what is the Lord wanting or asking me to do today that could help others? In my work, can I bring joy to someone today by somehow serving them? Think about that and join me right here next week. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found the way downstairs and drank a cup. And looking